I'm joined by Koki Hasei. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm not Chinese.
I didn't say Chinese. Oh, that's just to start. Okay, just to start the thing. Yeah, don't worry. Sorry. But why? But everybody called you Chinese, or what happened?
Well, in Jamaica, actually, everybody, Jamaican people. I guess I was in Jamaica 2 months, and then they call all Asian Chinaman.
That's not good. But actually, you know, no, but we can, it's kind of relevant what you just said, because especially Venice, if you see the selection that they did this year, the concept of integration and migration is very, very poignant here. There's a lot of films that try to of course, explore this, and also the, you know, the fallacies and the bad parts of course, failed integration and failed migration. So I'm glad you said that. So hopefully, coming to Venice and watch films here also makes, you know, this sort of issues a bit less prominent in this world, or at least fingers crossed. Yeah. But of course, we're here also to speak about your film, because your film is here.
Grazie mille. Yeah.
And you're part of Biennale College with your film, new film, Blanca.
Thanks.
So, Koki, just outline a bit the film for our audience.
Well, the little girl, 11 years old, she's living on the street, and begging money and stealing money. And one day she got the idea to buy mother. So now she has a mission to buy mother. So she continue to stealing money and stuff. And she's really struggling.
And what was the first kind of the ignition of the film? You know, the first kind of thing that sort of, you know, made you really want to push this project and, of course, the subject of the story forward to then also make it as a film?
I have to say my English is really, 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 really bad. So sometimes I cannot catch your...
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'll just reformulate. What was the first kind of, you know, the first moment that you said, now I'm going to make this film. I want to, you know, create this idea, put it forward. And of course now it's, you know, it's in the flesh. It's a film. So what was the very first moment?
I don't know. I just followed the waves. I just lied on the waves, and I'm here now. So, and but actually, I want to say to thank you to Italian people for, you know, I mean, like, I'm Japanese and I don't have any career for a future film, and then street kids in Manila, who can invest the money to make the film, you know, and then you're really thank to the Biennale.
Was it really difficult, actually, at the beginning to, you know, when you were looking for funding? And then, of course, now you're part of Biennale, so, you know, we can have your film and we can see it. But at the beginning for your project, which is very, very courageous, as you just said, was it difficult, or you knew already that you would ask the Biennale College? Was one of the first priorities?
Well, actually, my... maybe I say something stupid sometimes, but
don't worry.
Oh yeah. So my producer is Italian. So yeah, he asked me to submit the project to the Biennale Cinema College.
And do you think that this is the future as well as a director? Because there's always, you know, one of the main problems is, of course, finding money to make films happen. Do you think co-production, you know, international co-production is the future, or you can see maybe also other, what are your priorities with your producer when you actually start making films?
I really enjoyed also, like, this time, I mean, like, also Busan, like, film festival collaborate with Biennale Cinema College. Also they support my film. So actually I had a workshop in Venice, and then back to Manila, and stayed 8 months. And then after that, I went to the Busan, and then Pinito. So, well, I really enjoyed to work with different country people. You know, everybody has a different culture. So
yeah. Your film also, of course, has got so many tastes as well. You know, in according to cinema history, you watch it as this very beautiful and solid structure, but at the same time, the ideas and the colors as well. They're also very brave. What were your main influences for Blanca, especially?
What?
Your aesthetics influence, but also the way that you made your film. So the structure. You had any influences? Maybe it was just even just you know, it can only be.
Oh yeah,
cinema.
My favorite movie is Miracolo Milano.
Okay.
It's super beautiful, great. Beautiful movie. Also, Paper Moon from States. Also, Emil Kostrica, The Time of Gypsies, and you know, all those filmmakers give me the, you know, how,
of course,
to share the energy with audience.
And when you shoot, you have this, you know, their images in mind, or sometimes you try also to, you know, to push them away and just concentrate on your imagination?
Of course. I didn't watch any film, I mean, over 6 months, yeah, when I was preparing the movie, yeah.
So that's your way to do it? Just
yeah.
And how... Ooh, sorry, we have...
Wow. It's war happens.
No, hope not. But let's go back also because...
sorry.
Don't worry. Your film probably couldn't work that well if you made a mistake in casting, and your casting is so great. Mm, so I just wanted to know about how long it took to actually find the right people.
Oh, well, actually 2 months.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, I was walking on the street every day to going strong and stuff. Yeah. 2 months, yeah.
And the work on set as well with them, because of course if you scouted them that way, probably they're not professional actors.
Yeah, well, also the Peter, my one of the main character, blind man musician. Yes, yeah. Well, I met him 3 years ago in the street in Manila, and I asked my crew to find him this time, but we couldn't find because he's a street musician traveling alone, you know. So we went to our blind community and then some information for him, and then, yeah, the end, it's, you know, miracle happened.
And about Blanca instead?
Blanca, actually, she's very popular on the YouTube world, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, very popular in the Philippines. Yeah, my producer found that girl when I was writing the script, and then, yeah. I was writing, thinking of her. Yeah.
And also remembering how Biennale College works. I mean, it's kind of like, it's all based on the idea of like a micro-budget film as well as like micro time schedule, in a way, time frame. You know, do you think you thrive as a director to have a very small amount of time and also a small amount of money? So like with limits, you can actually push your creativity? Or sometimes it was a bit hard?
Of course. You know, never... ending story, a lot of money, more money and more money and more money, you know, never, and time, so endless stories. I cannot comprehend that, but I'm here.
Do you think it's possible to make good long features with almost zero money? Yes,
I have stomach. I am an animal, so I need food. Yeah, actually, my friends are making a vegetable in the farm, but I'm not kind of person, so yeah. I'm using an airplane and car, so I have stomach, so yeah, I need money.
And
but, you know, my story is like one girl got idea to buy mother, but actually to buy mother, it's impossible, but other things we can buy. That's the point in this film, yeah.
And I know that, you know, now the film has its own life. Mm. It's here in Venice and probably is going to go all over the world. You already cannot wait to start a new project. You already have something in mind. Can you unveil anything?
Of course. I want to shoot a movie immediately, yeah. But I need support.
Of course. Well, you know, shout out to your radio so you can ask for any support.
Yeah, Jamaica, Romania... Mexico, Brazil, and New Orleans.
All in one film?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's based on music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a great way to kind of tease us for the next feature. So thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.